Partners offers over 200 hard-working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE Live and Local 725. It is 27 degrees on our way to 56, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke. Another big concert in the near future. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. And you guys?
We're doing all right here so far. So we had a chance to talk with you about a week and a half ago with a couple of area school districts that were, you know, part of a special concert. Got another big one coming up tomorrow night. What's going to be on tap?
Well, what we're doing is we are doing a combined band concert. It'll feature our Emporia State Wind Ensemble, which is our symphonic band. And we'll be sharing the stage with the Emporia Middle School and Emporia High School bands. And they'll be under the direction of Mr. Glenn Woolard, Mr. Grant Perkins, and we'd like to welcome back into Emporia Mr. Marquis Scott. And they'll be taking their bands through a number of pieces. And it'll be a really neat event with all three bands playing tomorrow night.
All right. So what music you got cooked up here for tomorrow evening?
As always, a big variety. I know the high school band is doing a medley from Star Wars, and they're doing a really famous piece for band by a gentleman by the name of Frank Erickson called The Air for Band. And we'll be doing all kinds of different things. We're doing a great masterwork for band called The Canzona by Peter Menon. We're doing a really charming suite of four pieces by a composer, Jan van der Roos, called The Sweet Provençal. They're all real tuneful and wonderfully done. And I think the highlight of the concert for me is we will be featuring both Glenn Woolard and Grant Perkins, two of the directors, as soloists with our college wind ensemble.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, I know we talked a little bit about this with the Osage City concert that you had here a couple of weeks back, or at least the conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago. Talk a little bit about why this is, I guess, or how these concerts involving, you know, now local high schools and, you know, the Emporia Middle School, how this particular partnership unfolded and how long you've kind of been planning to have this on the calendar.
Well, it really started when we were planning last year, and I think it's just a great idea for these February concerts to open them up for talented kids in the area to play. And, with the jazz concert, we had Osage and Holton, but really wanted to keep it close to home with the concert band concert and feature our local talent here in Emporia. And it's just a really exciting event because I'm always just so impressed by how well the younger kids play. And I think it's really important for them to see that, yes, you can keep on playing in college, and there are great financial incentives to keep on playing and just to make friends and keep on making music as an adult. And to find these to be really good, and we get a really great crowd for these. Oh, and by the way, this concert at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow is free to the public.
There's
charge. And It's just always a really, really nice event, and it's good for our college students to see, you know, the younger students play, to kind of remember where they came from. And
right.
It'll be really neat. So the middle school will start, and I believe they're playing three numbers, and then the quick stage change, then the high school will be out, and then they're playing three, and then intermission, and then our college band will do the second half of the concert.
I have to ask, too, here, Gary, what is it like for the students to see their instructors, their teachers, who, you know, they see them up front, they're waving the baton, things like that, they're cheering them on, they're sometimes, you know, kind of correcting what needs to happen, but what is it like for them to see their band leaders up on stage, and they're performing their hearts out?
Well, I think that is so important. What's that old cliche? Do as I do, not as I say. And both Glenn and Grant are just incredible performers. Grant is a euphonium player. Glenn is playing xylophone. And we have two real virtuoso pieces for them to play. And, yeah, just to show their kids, look, I can do what I'm always telling you guys to do. And, I think it's real important for all of us in any profession to lead by example. And we're just really fortunate to have such great music teachers in our Emporia High School district.
That'd be do as I play, not as I say.
Very true.
There you go.
And, hey, we do have Glenn Willard with us, Emporia High School. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing good.
So you excited about tomorrow night?
Oh, I am so excited. It's such an honor to be invited to have our bands play at my alma mater, and then just the icing on the cake is getting to play a solo with the band I was part of for so many years.
So you all set to go for that solo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
So what's the reaction of the kids been?
They're very excited. You know, this combination concert used to be something we did before COVID hit, and we haven't done it for a few years. At least Emporia High School hasn't been a part of it, and we're very excited to get back to doing this with them again. And the kids are just pumped. They're excited to play, see the middle schoolers play, and then excited to see the college kids and getting to see their directors perform and everything.
What do you see here, Glenn and Gary? I've asked you this question with past concerts before, but Glenn, what do you see here as the lessons that the middle school and high school students can take away from A, seeing you up on stage, but B, being part of this concert coming up tomorrow night?
You know, as far as being part of this concert, it's just, you know, we tell them all these things, and we give them all these ideas and concepts and techniques, and we reach a certain point with our performances and our playing and our students' individual playing. And when we get to go and see these top-level college performances, they get to see, oh, that's what we're shooting for. Like, that's the goal. You know, there's so much further we can go. We make so much progress, and we sound fantastic. And these kids are proud of what they're doing. And then just to see, you know, that next step up is exciting. And it shows kids like, oh, maybe I want to pursue this after high school. You know, it gets them motivated to keep going and to keep working.
So, Glenn, do you have good numbers? High school band this year?
Yeah, we're doing solid. It's been quite a time rebuilding after COVID, but we're building back up, and the high school just did our tour of all of the elementary schools. We took the band, the choir, the theater program, and the cheer squad, and we hit every local elementary school, and it was right before those fifth graders enroll in middle school. So I think, you know, especially down the road, we got some projected growth coming up.
Well, that's good to hear.
Good to hear.
That is definitely good to hear.
Yeah.
Gary, let me ask you here this, you know, talking about, you know, the partnerships that you've been able to foster now for years with area schools, specifically the homegrown, you know, with Grant and Glenn and everybody with Emporia Middle School and Emporia High School. How important is that for you from just basically a collegial perspective to have those relationships that are solid?
Oh, I think paramount importance. And I think what we all realize as music educators is every age is important. You know, from the first day they play an instrument or sing, throughout their entire lives. And what we all try to stress is that, we understand that everybody is not going to go on to be a musician. I mean, that would be kind of a crazy world if it was all musicians. But that music, what we encourage, we'd like to use the term lifelong learners, and that students gain an appreciation for music and for art and for culture, and that stays with them for the rest of their life. And even if they never play a note again after high school or college, that they go on and become supporters and patrons of the arts. And that's really important. You know, and I think anybody that's been in a band or a choir, it's a really special part of their life. And the exact same lessons you always hear about being on a sports team are there big time in a musical ensemble. I mean, you're learning teamwork, you're learning cooperation, a chance for individual expression, and you learn the value of hard work. And I think those are skills that are really, really important. And I remember there was a study that came out a number of years ago, and it was, I believe, Harvard Med School, and the people who got accepted, almost all of them had significant musical backgrounds because, you know, they realized the same tendencies and traits it takes to become a medical professional, well, you learn these in musical groups and by playing an instrument or singing, and the same skills are directly transferable. So I think what we try to stress is, yeah, we're learning more than just playing a bunch of black dots on a page. We're trying to teach musicality, but also life skills to hopefully help students be successful in whatever their career path is.
Well, it's tomorrow night. It's free on the Emporia State campus. Emporia State University teaming with Emporia High School and the Emporia Middle School for a wind ensemble concert. Glenn, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, always good to talk to you. Gary, thank you.
Well, thank you, guys, and hopefully you get lots of folks showing up tomorrow night.
And concert time again is when, Gary?
7:30.
7:30. Outstanding. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, take care. Take care.
All right, that is Glenn Woolard, who heads the music department at Emporia High School, and Dr. Gary Zeke, who is the director of bands and professor Emporia State University on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker spots, we do have Thursday, Friday open.